Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Well, there's one story and one woman dominating pretty much all of the front pages today. The Irish Daily Star, she fled Iran for a better life here. The Irish Daily Mirror, throat/horror. The Irish Sun, mum of two killed in knife horror. And the Irish Independent, mother of two lured to her death and thrown in river. This is the news that a mother of two's body was thrown into a river in Clifton in County Galway after she was stabbed to death. Gardaí believed the victim was lured from an IPAS centre. The body of the woman was discovered shortly before 9 a.m. yesterday at a river near Waterloo House IPAS centre in Clifton. The woman had two children, aged 7 and 9. A man who was known to the woman was arrested and is being detained. The Irish Examiner tells us that road crash survivors are now having to go abroad to get rehab to avoid waiting lists of up to 10 months as doctors call for urgent investment in services here. So this is sort of a double whammy, that you survive an horrific road crash, which is obviously awful, and then you face long delays in trying to get rehab. The government has been urged to treat road injuries as a major public health issue. One would have thought they already were, amid concerns that survivors are not receiving the treatment they require. One consultant told the Irish Examiner, if I got a brain injury in the morning from a road traffic collision, I'd wait for 5 months inside Cork University Hospital until I got access to the National Rehabilitation Hospital. The Irish Times goes with energy prices on the front page and reminds us that we do have these peace talks between the US and Iran. But more than 1 million Irish households will see their annual energy bills climb by hundreds of euro because of the ongoing conflict in the Middle East. And this is because Electric Ireland has announced increases of 8% on electricity. Now, it had been widely anticipated, and it came just hours before reports began to emerge from the US that Trump and Iran were inching towards a deal. But you are going to see an increase in your bills. And of course, if Electric Ireland does it, we can expect other providers to follow suit. I'm getting my solar panels in less than a week. No, about a week and a half. They can't come soon enough because you can't keep paying these mad energy prices. The prices just keep going up and up. Irish Daily Mail, cartel behaviour in public procurement has been happening for many decades, the country's competition regulator believes. This is the CCPC has recently received new powers of sanction, despite calling for them for years, and is looking for further ability to screen public tenders to try and spot suspicious activity. So they're warning of cartels when it comes to public tenders, which obviously use our money to pay for the projects that are being tendered. Let's talk about the weather inside the Irish Independent. It's actually quite a nice forecast for today. I thought that the weather was turning, but today isn't bad. It's a high of 23 degrees and plenty of sunshine this afternoon. However, the Indo tells us that we're going to face a 12 degree plunge in temperatures over the June bank holiday weekend and some unsettled conditions. So we had the heat wave during the week and May breaking records, but the weather is going to become cooler and wetter as the North African heat dome is replaced by an Atlantic front. So you're talking here, we had 30 degrees there at Shannon Airport on Tuesday, and now we could see the temperatures go back to the mid-teens next week, which would be a drop of more than 12 degrees. Some people will actually welcome this because people found it a bit too hot, particularly at night time, so people will welcome that. Now, going to the beaches in the Star, there's a very interesting story about someone called the Front Strand Toilet Roll Bandit. And this is a mystery toilet roll thief who's been terrorising beachgoers. And after 4 years, authorities are still none the wiser as to the culprit. So basically what's happening is since 2022, every summer, there's someone in the council who fully stocks the toilets at the Front Strand beach at 7:30 a.m. However, by 8 a.m, the entire supply of toilet roll vanishes without a trace. And there's a councillor, Mary Linehan Foley, who says it's happening. It was brought to her attention in 2021, 2022. People were ringing her up, especially during busy sunny days on the beach. They'd go into the toilet and there was no toilet rolls. And she would ring up the council and say they're running out of toilet rolls. And they would say, sorry, we stocked them this morning. So someone is going in every day robbing the toilet roll on this beach in Cork. Gardaí have been contacted. Anyone with any information, anyone who spots someone leaving Front Strand carrying enough toilet roll to supply a small hotel is being asked to report the matter immediately, according to the Star. Sad news, Europe's oldest man has passed away just one day before his 113th birthday. This man is from Romania, and the Mirror says he died on Wednesday and it was supposed to be his 113th birthday yesterday. He was born on the 28th of May 1913 in a village in Romania, and he was orphaned at the age of 12. Imagine the things he has seen in his life through the war and all of that. But if you're looking for the secret to live that old, he attributes it down to moderation. He doesn't smoke or didn't smoke, and he drank occasionally. Now, we're all aware of mosquitoes, particularly when you go on holidays. I was away recently, flat out spraying DEET on myself. But the Irish Times says that actually mosquitoes are getting a taste for DEET now. So the Irish Times says that new research has suggested DEET is becoming attractive to mosquitoes if they associate it with feeding. You're supposed to use kind of 50% DEET to try and protect yourself against getting bitten by a mosquito. But a new study suggests that mosquitoes have learned that someone wearing DEET means that there's some lovely blood that they can eat. So there's a blood meal there. So for a long time, it was believed that repellents worked because of their chemical properties. However, our findings suggest that the reaction can be modified by experience. Essentially, the mosquitoes are getting very smart and they associate DEET with blood. So they'll have to find something else now to protect us from the mosquitoes. Final story comes from the Mail. And they give the example here, if a flight is delayed or a friend texts to say you're running late, some people stay calm and go with the flow and others get very annoyed. Well, you should try and stay calm and stay patient, because experts from the University of Oxford have found that patience is the key trait for leading a contented life. And they surveyed 80,000 people. So this is a big study. 80,000 people in 76 countries about happiness and life satisfaction. And they found that patience is the key trait for a happy, content life. Also being trusting and taking risks, other traits as well. But there you go. Patience is the secret to happiness. Now, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.